Chapter 1. Pray. November 30th, 2010. The prisoner's hands were cuffed to a belly chain that was cinched tight around his scrawny waist and secured by a padlock. The shackles on his ankles hobbled his stride to a shuffle as two large men, each gripping one of his arms, escorted him across the tarmac of Salt Lake International Airport toward an unmarked plane, clad in green and white prison stripes stenciled conspicuously with the letters UDC for Utah Department of Corrections. The man in custody appeared emaciated, frail, and disheveled. His guards wore Stetson hats, spit-shine cowboy boots, and freshly creased slacks. One of them had the distinctive badge of the Texas Rangers pinned to his chest. Snow was still banked along the side of the taxiway from a recent blizzard, and the air had a wintry bite. Noticing that the prisoner was shivering, Ranger Nick Hanna offered him a gray sweatshirt. As they proceeded toward the airplane, the man in cuffs bent over and tried to adjust his Coke bottle glasses, which had slipped down his nose. Ranger Hanna patiently helped him secure them, eliciting a meek, "Thank you." Hanna was struck by the man's unassuming voice. He had expected something much more commanding. An observer unfamiliar with the inmate's identity would have found it hard to believe that this was Warren Steed Jeffs, the notorious leader and self-proclaimed prophet of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, FLDS, the largest polygamous religious organization in North America. Hanna was under orders from Texas Governor Rick Perry to pick up Jeffs in Salt Lake City and transport him to the state of Texas to stand trial on charges of sexual assault of a child, aggravated sexual assault of a child under the age of 14, and bigamy. Serious charges in any state, but which carry a life sentence in Texas. It was a place Jeffs had been desperately trying to avoid. I am a private detective. For the past 7 years, cases involving the FLDS Church and its pedophile prophet have consumed most of my waking hours. I live just outside of Cedar City, Utah, a stunning, high desert community of some 30,000 residents. Just beyond town, densely forested mountains capped with snow for much of the year rise 10,000 feet above sea level, overlooking a vast arid wilderness dotted with lonely buttes and red rock canyons. Even today, southern Utah remains a rugged landscape, and some regard it to be the middle of nowhere. But I find it to be quite accommodating, having moved here from Southern California as a young man, when I made the deliberate decision to raise my family in a smaller, safer environment. Cedar City is an awfully long way from the bright lights of New York or Los Angeles, both literally and metaphorically. But for me, it felt like the right place to be. As Ranger Hanna led Jeffs up the steps into the plane, he may have been wondering the same thing I did upon seeing Warren Jeffs in person for the first time. What is it about this man that would allow him to so completely dominate the lives of thousands of people? He didn't have the